click record button.
Hello, Blind Cool Tech. This is Angie Matney from Virginia, and this is my very first podcast, and so hopefully it will go well. Today I'm going to demonstrate to you the use of the Maestro from Humanware Canada, formerly known as VisuAid. And I would be very interested in your comments. Feel free to post to the list or to email me at armatney@comcast.net, armatney@comcast.net. Also, firstly, I'm very sorry that I have an unfortunate microphone, but oh well. Hopefully, though, the Maestro will make up for it. So Maestro, as many of you probably know, is it's an accessible PDA, a personal digital assistant. Mine is part of a Maestro Trekker combination, which I ordered at last year's NFB convention. And I wanted the Trekker for GPS because I happen to like the fact that it's so small. It's very lightweight. And so I thought it had a lot of promise. So they said, you know, you can order the Maestro add-on to your Trekker for, I don't remember if it was $200 or $300, but I decided to go ahead and do it because, you know, once you're spending that much money, why not? I actually didn't expect I would use the features of the Maestro. I thought I'd use it on occasion, but I was mainly ordering this for the Trekker application. But I have used the Maestro quite extensively, and I actually prefer the layout of its calendar and contacts applications to those on my Braille Note Empower, which is a really nice machine, but this has I think, in some ways, a better interface. So I'm going to demonstrate those. The Maestro is probably was really the first in this effort of making mainstream handheld PDAs accessible to blind people. The other sort of offerings in this arena are Pocket HAL from Dolphin and Mobile Speak Pocket from Code Factory. These are sort of newer and each has their advantages and disadvantages. They do provide quite a lot more. They provide off-the-shelf accessibility to a lot of the PDA's applications, which Maestro, unfortunately, Maestro is still limited in certain respects in that regard. But however, what Maestro does, it does very well, I think. And I also really like the way that VisuAid / Humanware Canada decided to add a tactile keypad to the front of the unit so that you don't have to necessarily carry around a separate device for entering data. Because as many of you know, the touch screens on the PDAs make them pretty much unusable. I am glad to see, though, that, as I said, MobileSpeak Pocket and Pocket HAL are addressing that problem as well as the screen reader access issue. But in any case, I want to talk about Maestro and what it looks like and how it works. So let me just see if I can do something with this insane microphone that I am getting ready to order a replacement for. Okay. So to describe the unit, basically what we've got here is Maestro runs on a Dell Axiom X50. This is the only PDA that Maestro runs on. It's AXIM, and JAWS pronounces it Azim, but that's what it is. The neat thing about it running on a Dell PDA is that you can find certain peripherals or accessories or whatever you want to call it for the PDA, and you can order them at mainstream prices. So, for example, I recently found a spare battery that's a dual, it doubles the battery life, basically. And I found that on eBay for about $30, and which was a real deal. And I ordered that for use with this machine. And I ordered a set of car chargers a USB sync and charge cable, and another wall charger from a vendor. Just online for like $30. So I've been able to find a couple of things to add to this PDA at relatively inexpensive prices, and so that's kind of nice.
So what they've done basically, though, to make it accessible is that they have added a tactile keypad, as I mentioned, to the front of the unit. And let's talk about what the unit itself looks like. At the very top edge, you have, starting from the left, you have a headphone jack, or as it's being used today, a line-out jack. This is next to two memory card slots. You have an SD card slot and a compact flash slot, which can use either type 1 or type 2 cards. You have an infrared port next to those and a stylus. And I've used the stylus on occasion by if I want to give this PDA to a sighted person and say, okay, enter your contact information for me. I can exit the Maestro application and they can enter their contact information using the stylus there. Okay, then on the face of the unit, we have the tactile keypad, which has a very symmetrical layout. It really does look kind of cool. It has these rubberized kind of keys, and it's just really, I get lots of comments on it, too. I thought it looked neat, and everybody seems to think it looks pretty high-tech and all of that. It's very low-tech, though. It's just sort of an overlay to the touch screen. So when you're pushing this, there's just a little thing on the bottom of each key that goes and presses a corresponding part of the touch screen, and it's held on the PDA with an elastic backing. Well, what it looks like is as follows. At the very top, you have in the center a telephone keypad, your standard 12 keys for that. To the left and right of the telephone keypad, you have three keys. On the left at the top, you have a backspace key, which is a smaller key, and then a delete key on the other side on the right that's identical to it in shape, sort of pointing the opposite way. Below the backspace and delete keys, and sort of in the center of the telephone keypad on the left and right, you have validate keys, and they are longer, vertically long, kind of pointed at the top, and they are used to enter space when you're doing data entry. They're used to select certain menu items and that sort of thing. They're also used in data entry when you are typing a character and you finish typing your character, then you will use the validate key to accept it. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Below the left validate key, we have the spell key, which will spell the current word or item, and then the tell key on the right, which will tell you, I guess, sort of where you are, and will read you the current line and that sort of thing. Below these keys, we have in the center of the keypad a cursor cross that is circular. So we have an up, down, left, and right kind of circular cursor cross thing going on in the middle, an inner key. To the left of that, we have four keys vertically, known as F1 through F4. These have different functions. F4 kind of sometimes acts like your application menu command. F3 can be your context menu. Pressing control with any of these keys will start a specific application on the unit. And F1, if you press and hold it, it will toggle a key describer mode so that you can figure out where you are. Pressing F1 by itself will just give you the title of the current application and other things like that. Pressing and holding F2 will toggle between computer braille entry and grade 2. So a very neat feature. Sorry again about this microphone. It's really pretty much the most horrendous thing that ever existed anywhere. But in any case, and let's see, pressing F4 and holding it down toggles between a braille and a telephone keyboard, and I'll talk about that a little bit more in a bit. To the right, we have a similar configuration of four keys that are home, page up, page down, and end. And in the note taker and different places like that, they pretty much do what you would expect them to. Under the cursor cross, we have the last two keys on the tactile keypad, and they look kind of like arrows, one pointing left, one pointing right. They're labeled as tab on the right and shift tab on the left, and again, they do what the names would convey. So if you're tabbing through things in a menu selection and you want to go backwards, you can just push this shift tab key. That's the tactile keypad. Now, the Dell machine does have certain keys of its own, and these are programmable keys, and the way they are labeled in Maestro currently is that we have on the... I'm very sorry about this
this awful microphone. My plan is to get something much, much better, like the sound professional ones. So brief interlude while Angie adjusts the microphone.
Okay, let's try this again. The keys on the PDA itself are programmed and identified as follows. We have the escape key on the main left for exiting applications or menus or whatever. The control key to the right of that. In the center, there's a navigation key that is another cursor cross, but it's disabled. In the very center of the navigation key is an enter button, but it's used as the record button on this unit. And then to the right of the navigation key, we have the shift key. And to the right of that, the system key, or the system bar key. So that's kind of all the keys that you have. There's also a key lock, a hardware key lock on this machine, which I think is very handy, can be helpful when you're reading something. There are some other hardware buttons on the side of the machine, but you don't have access to those when the tactile keypad is on, so you just have to be aware of that. And they are essentially disabled when you're in Maestro. But let's turn the machine on, and I'm going to briefly demonstrate for you the calendar, contacts, vocal notes, and text notes features of this machine. Oh yes, one last note before we do that. We have 32 megabytes of RAM on here and 128 megabytes of ROM in the PDA itself, in addition to whatever you choose to add in terms of storage cards. And these are referred to as main memory and built-in storage, respectively. So it has about the same amount of ROM and everything as a Braille Note in power, but much smaller. Of course, the Braille Note's bigger because we need the Braille display. But I just think it's kind of neat that we have so much in such a small package with this this handheld. So I'm going to turn it on. And, oh yeah, I was in the middle of an application, so I'm going to exit out of that. I forgot about that. I was in the text notes application, but I'm saving that for later, so we're going to exit that. Okay, now we're in the system bar menu. So the system menu, I'm going to slow the speech down by pressing control with backspace.
Voice rate 5.
If I wanted to speed it up, I could press control with delete and speed it up. I can control the volume with shift and backspace and shift and delete. And so the backspace and delete keys being at the very top of the tactile keypad, it's a very easy and convenient way to do that. So now in our system menu, we have
system menu, calendar, 1 of 10, contacts, O, text notes, T.
And so it's telling me the key commands that I could use to start these programs.
Tracker, R, Victor Reader, I, vocal notes, V, configuration, F, programs, submenu, P, help, submenu, exit maestro, X.
Okay.
Calendar, C.
So there you have all your system menu options. One day I will demonstrate Tracker on here, but not today. Now I'm going to go into the configuration panel first to show you some of the things that you can change.
Configuration panel, list box, backlight, 1 to 14.
I can decide whether the backlight's on or off,
Bluetooth.
Change its brightness. Bluetooth, which I currently have on because I'm using a QWERTY keyboard with this, and I'll show you in a minute.
Buttons.
The buttons,
clock, factory,
clock
defaults.
Factory defaults,
input table, keyboard, memory, owner information, power saving, reading and text typing, running programs.
Okay, I'm going to go to, I'm going to change a couple of these,
sounds and notifications.
On the sounds and notifications, there's a little neat feature
sounds
that,
and notifications configuration. Dialogue.
So I've used
alarms
my down,
and reminders checkbox,
down
check.
Arrow to get through this configuration panel. Now I'm going to use the tab key to tab over to key clicks.
Key clicks, combo box, silent,
and I'm
one
going
of three.
To turn this to low clicks.
Low.
And then I'm going to press enter to just immediately save my changes.
Configuration panel.
And what this is going to do is, as I'm going to be typing in here, because I'm going to use the tactile keypad to do some Braille entry, each dot will give me an audible click as it's pressed, so that it'll help me know that the data has been entered. I turn this off when I'm using the QWERTY keyboard because you just, trust me, you don't want that. But in any case,
running programs, reading and
I'm also going to go up here with the up arrow to reading and text typing. Hit enter.
Reading and text typing configuration.
And I'm going to change
dialogue.
The echo.
Typing echo. combo box, words, 3 of 4,
two characters for this demonstration,
configuration
and
panel,
hit enter
list
to save
box,
it.
Reading and text
now
typing,
I can
11
hit
of 14.
Escape to get out of here.
Configuration panel message box.
Exit
configuration
yes.
panel.
Yes
button.
I will hit enter to do that.
System bar. Pressing
now
up and
I
down.
Can go
system menu.
Into the calendar.
Calendar. 1 of 10.
Which I
closing
think is
menu.
Pretty accessible.
Calendar dialog. Calendar, day browser, Friday, December 16, 2005, one appointment, 5
it
of 7.
It says I have one appointment. This is something that I made. Actually, this is my second run of trying to do this podcast, and the first one I made this appointment. Now I'm going to hit right arrow to see what it says.
December 16, appointment list, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., work from home, 1 of 1.
Okay, so I only have that one appointment. It tells me if I want more information, I can press enter on it.
Appointment dialog, general page, subject edit. Work from home.
Okay, then I can tab.
Location edit. Home. Type combo box. Normal. 1 of 2. Start date.
The other
Friday,
option
December 16th,
for that would have been all day,
day
event.
Edit spin box. Start time. 8 a.m. Hour end date. Friday, December 16th, 2005. Day edit spin box. End time. 5 p.m. Hour edit spin box.
Okay, so
reminder
I can make changes on
two.
This thing. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to suppose that I'm going to make some
reminder
changes.
Combo
I'm going to tab back over.
Time combo. Okay button. Cancel button. General tab control. 1 of 2.
Okay.
Subject edit.
For the
work from home.
Subject, I'm going to change that to be lazy. I don't know. I'm going to hit the F2 key and hold it so that I can type in grade 2.
Grade 2 on.
Grade 2 on.
Selection canceled.
Okay.
E.
Okay. Hang on. Second, we're just having minor technical issues.
E M O 8 space.
I'm going to
erase. O R F space A R O W.
Now, by the way, the neat thing that it does with the calendars and contacts, when you enter in grade 2, it will convert that back into standard text so that you can synchronize your calendar and contacts with your PC. I entered work from home in grade 2, but it was showing up in standard text here in this field. So I'm going to just type, I just erased that, so I will type,
dot 6, P, L, A, Y, space, with, space, G, U, I, D, E, space, D, O, G.
Play with guide dog, I don't know.
Location, edit.
Location,
home.
I'm going to leave that the same as home.
Type combo box, normal.
Type
one
is going to be normal versus an all-day event.
Start date,
the
Friday,
time.
December 16, 2005.
Leave the date the
day
same.
Day edit spin box. Start time, 8 a.m., hour edit spin box.
I'm going to say that I could change the hour with the up and down arrows here at 8 a.m. If I hit right arrow.
Minute, 0.
I can go to
15:30.
Let's say 8:30.
Hour 8 a.m. Minute 30.
Okay, just checking that with the right arrow. If I right arrow past that, it wraps back over to hour and shows me that again. Now I tab over.
End date, Friday, December 16th. End time, 5:30 p.m.
I'm
going to
leave it
box.
At 5:30 for the end time.
Reminder combo box, off, 1
I have,
of 2.
Don't have a reminder. I could have a reminder and it will beep and let me know that something's up and then I can choose to dismiss it or hit a snooze button
time
or whatever.
Time combo box, 14 days, 24 of 24.
I could have a reminder as early as 14 days ahead of time,
zero minute.
Or as 0
five
minutes, 5 minutes,
zero
and so
minute.
On.
Okay button.
But I'm going to have the reminder off, so I hit OK.
Saved.
By hitting
calendar
enter
dialogue.
To save that.
December 16, appointment list, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., play with guide dog, 1 of 1.
Okay, and so that's my new appointment.
Calendar
I'm going to exit
box.
Out of that.
Exit. System bar, press the up and down keys to open the system menu. System menu. Calendar. Contacts.
The
oh.
contacts is what I really like about
closing
this
menu.
Machine.
Contacts dialog.
Because
contacts list box. China Panda restaurant.
You can
3556888119.
You can add and edit whichever fields because you have the combination of using the up and down arrows and the tab and shift tab keys. You can quickly choose which of the fields you want to edit without having to cycle through a lot of stuff that you might need some of the time but don't need at this particular point in time. So let me show you an example. I'm going to make a new
opening
contact.
Menu. Contacts, submenu, new contact. Closing
I'm
menu.
I'm still going to be typing
contacts,
in grade 2.
Contacts, properties, dialog. General page. Name, multi-field edit. First 1 of 5.
So Lang. I'm going to say that this person's first name is...
W.
Oops. Not W. That's not what I wanted at all.
Middle blank, first blank.
Okay, first name I'm going to say is...
Dot 6. J. O. H. N.
John.
Middle blank.
Middle, I just skip. I go down to
last.
Smith.
6. S. M. I. TH.
Okay. Now, I've got other features here like the business
suffix, land.
No, suffix and job title.
Land.
But suppose suffix, I don't want to bother scrolling through those and I want to get straight to where I can enter his phone number. I just hit tab.
Phone numbers multi-field edit.
Rather
business
than continue to down
land.
Arrow through everything. Start out with business phone, and let's say I have his business phone, and I can do that in grade 2.
Number sign. E. 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 A. B. B. A.
I just said 555-1221 for some reason.
Business phone 555-1221.
Tell to read that to me, the tell key.
5,551,221.
Although it's not as nice when it does that. I can also just quickly arrow up and down.
Mobile phone land.
Like, for example, go down to the mobile phone, and then if I come back up to the business phone.
Business phone 5551221.
It'll read to me as single digits. Now, I don't have any other of his phone numbers. I don't have to worry about having to be prompted for each phone number. I just hit tab.
Emails multi-field
edit. I can
edit.
Do his email if I want.
Land. Business multi-field
edit.
I can
edit. Do his
company
business.
Company name 1 of 8. Land.
Company name.
Company department.
Company
land.
Department. Addresses
street,
and
office,
all
location,
that.
Land.
I don't care about that though, so I'll tab over.
Business multi-field edit. Office location.
Okay, whoops.
Home address
multi-field
edit. Street 1 of 5.
Could do that.
Okay button.
I could stop here.
Apply button. Cancel button.
Or I can keep tabbing
tab control,
and I'll reach something called the general tab. And from here I can then hit right arrow.
Details tab.
I can go to the details and be web prompted for
edit.
Lots of extra
land.
Things like his web page.
Birthday. Right
birthday.
Anniversary. Extra multi-field edit. Car phone 1 of 13.
Extra,
land.
Which is another multi-field, kind of like the name was, meaning that I've got options that I would use the up and down. I was tabbing between these
anniversary
Friday,
December,
birthday, etc. So
multi-field
if I reach
edit.
The extra,
car phone,
I can do
13.
Car phone.
Land. Radio phone. Land.
Radio phone.
Business phone 2. Home phone 2. Land. Other street land. Other state land.
So, you know, those
note
kind of things I can
edit.
Do.
Land.
And I could do a multi-line note. Field.
Okay button.
Okay.
Apply button.
Etc.
Cancel button.
But
details
I have a
tab
category
control,
tab.
3 of 4. Categories tab.
That I access by using the right arrow here. I can assign him to different categories.
Categories list box. Business not selected.
I can
1 of 5.
Select that by hitting the validate.
Business selected.
Now I know that the fifth category in my list is taxi drivers, which I have put some drivers in different cities in. And so if I just can either arrow down to that or can arrow up because it'll wrap over.
Taxi not selected.
And suppose he's a taxi driver.
Taxi selected.
I can select that, so now he would show up. I can view my contacts list by category, and he would show up both in business and
okay,
taxi.
Button. Apply button.
Now I could save
cancel
this,
button.
But I'm really not going to. I'm going to hit enter and cancel because
contacts
this is not
dialogue.
A real person. He does
contacts
not exist.
List box. China
so
Panda
we will
restaurant.
Just leave him
3556888B, 1 of 19.
And so there you have it. Now I'm going to exit the contacts.
Contacts message box.
I want to show
exit
you
contacts.
Vocal notes real
yes
quick.
Button.
Oh yes, I need to tell it. Yes, I'm really
system
sure.
System bar. Press the up and down
okay.
key to open
vocal
the system
notes
menu.
Is well just you know recording functionality using the microphone. It records at 11 kilohertz, 8 bit. It says that the files are 88
system
kilobytes
menu.
Per second.
Calendar 1 of 10.
And but it gives you surprisingly
contact,
good
record,
quality
R.
considering
Victor
that.
Reader I. Vocal notes V.
I'm going to show you two things. And vocal
closing
notes.
Menu. Vocal notes.
Uh-oh.
Message box warning. Pocket PC main battery low.
Okay.
Warning. Pocket PC main battery low. Okay
I'm
button.
I'm going to tell it okay. I think
vocal
we can get through
dialogue.
The end of this without
notes
changing
list box.
Anything.
Recording 1. 1 of 17.
But I do have that wonderful spare battery that I could put if I needed to. Also several chargers lying around here because of what I've been able to find online for this machine. The first vocal note I'm going to show you is one of
recording 14.
My wonderful guide dog, Glaze.
Recording 13.
We will be celebrating our 5th anniversary next month, so very hard to believe. Anyway, this is Glaze dreaming, and so the quality is hard because it was a soft file, and you can tell kind of it automatically adjusts for that when I started recording. Isn't she cute? She dreams a lot, you know. I've never seen a dog who dreams so much. Anyway, exiting this file.
Recording
pressing
13.
Escape, I'm going to now go, and now I'm in a list view of all the notes that are currently in the main memory.
Recording 14. Recording 15.
And so on. I can arrow down through those. But the one I want to show you next is in the built-in storage or on the ROM. So I'm going to hit Tab.
Store combo box. Main memory. 3 of 4.
And I can select from my two storage cards from the main memory, but I want built-in storage. I'm going to arrow up.
CF card.
Built-in storage.
Folder
tab
combo box.
Goes
all
to the folder dialog. And I'm going to just say all.
Notes list box. Key finder, 1 of 22.
I have a key finder note on here, which is a sound that I recorded from one of my little key finders that's attached to my keys or whatever. And so if I want to find the key, rather than having to actually have the other key finder with me, I can just play that sound on the PDA, and it will make one of them beep. This was especially useful when one of my key finders died, and I didn't think I'd be able to use the counterpart without an extra one. But just by recording it on the Maestro, I can activate the key finder. Very good thing for me to have. Okay, here we are. This recording that I want to show you is my nephew, Lucas, who is 6 years old. He was 5 when this was done, singing. And it'll show you the quality of the recordings, even though they're at a small, even though they're at a relatively low quality format. But they still sound really good, I think.
Foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. Foolish man build his house upon the sand. The rains came tumbling down. The winds came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The winds came down and the floods came up. And the house under there goes splash.
Sorry about that. All that other sound is me messing with this stupid mic.
The wise man build his house upon the rock.
I gotta let him
the
sing the end of the song here.
The wise man build his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The rains came tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock did stirred.
Very good. Anyway, I can quickly go back to the top of the note.
Beginning of note.
By hitting home. I could start it again by hitting enter, and I won't play it all the way through because, you know, I'm the aunt, and so I'm able to be proud of him, but, you know, this is sometimes people showing other-sighted people all kinds of pictures of their grandchildren, and I won't do that to all of you all today, but anyway, here he is. I can use the right arrow as fast forward. Left arrow is rewind. Enter will kind of stop me where I am, but leave me in this. So when I'm playing a vocal note, I'm in this kind of audio mode where I have these extra features. Moving up, pressing
Jericho,
the up arrow takes me to the previous
Jericho,
note.
Joshua the Battle of Jericho, Jericho.
This is a song about Joshua Jericho, and apparently the Battle of Jericho, which, you know, okay, Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. So there you have my nephew and my guide dog, and, you know, they're not the great, super great quality, but they're not really bad for a machine like this, the quality of the WAV files. Okay, that's that.
Local notes message box.
Exit out
system
of that.
Bar, press the up
now
and down
I'm
key
going
to open the system menu.
Finally, show you a bit of the text note taker and then be done. To do that, though, I'm going to go
system
into the
menu.
Configuration
exit
panel.
Tell, submenu,
I'm going to drop the microphone again.
Program, submenu,
this is just not working out very well today, you guys.
Configuration,
here we go. Configuration.
Configuration panel. List box. Backlight.
I'm
1
going
to 14.
To go to reading and text typing by typing in R.
Reading and text typing.
Going to change
reading
the
text
echo
typing configuration.
To words.
Dialogue. Typing echo. Combo box, characters,
I type
4,
too fast
words,
for it to be characters really
panel,
with
list
the QWERTY
box,
keyboard.
Reading and text typing, 11 to 14.
Now I'm going to go to sounds and notifications.
Running program, sounds and notifications.
And turn
sounds
off the key
and notifications
clicks.
Configuration, dialogue, key clicks, combo box, low, 2 of 3, silent, configuration
okay.
Panel, list box,
now we'll exit
configuration panel, message box.
I have a Bluetooth
panel,
HP
yes button.
QWERTY keyboard that I'm going to turn on.
System bar. Press the up and down keys to open the system menu.
There, it connected. Now I'm going to use the down arrow on the keyboard to get into the system menu.
System menu. then calendar,
I will follow
10,
that
C.
with the, God, I'm sorry about this microphone, the T for text notes on the keyboard.
Closing menu. Text notes. Open file dialog.
Now I'm going to tell it to go to the blank
PSW, land document.
Document.psw.
Text notes. Land document. Edit. This is a land document underscore.
Whoops.
State.
That's
46.
Supposed to happen. Oh, you know why that's happening? Because I forgot to turn off grade 2. And
grade 2 off.
You should do that before you start typing with the QWERTY keyboard. Okay, that turned that into a period that time, so that it's actually doing what it's supposed to do. So just type, this is a blank document.
I am an accessible PDA.
I am an accessible PDA. I'm going to, basically now I could just turn this off without saving my document, and then when I turn it on I would be right back in the middle of it, you know, kind of the same thing that we have with our other note takers, and I'm going to do that because my battery's dying. Keyboard disconnected and it will shut itself off shortly. excuse me, very occasionally this keyboard, sometimes when I fold it back, it's a foldable Bluetooth keyboard, does not want to fully shut itself off. So it is currently the only QWERTY keyboard supported by Maestro. And I do recommend that if you use it, you consider using NIMH batteries, because about once now, well, once, but I've heard of other people doing it too, I managed to drain my batteries on this thing. But it still works quite well. I had a few closing thoughts, but managed to distract myself. Oh, yes, I know what I was going to tell you. Plans are, as far as I understand them, to release to Maestro a media player, which would really be nice. Also, the PDA has Wi-Fi capability, and there has been talk of giving us access to that so that we can do web browsing and email with Maestro. These are features that are available on PDAs using screen readers, but what Maestro is a separate set of applications. It's not exactly a screen reader, and so it's kind of, I think, using underlying parts of the PDA. Maybe somebody else can comment on that if they want. But it's a little different from a screen reader that would give you access to more applications. But the ones that it does give you access to, the stuff that it does, it does really well. Again, I'm toying with the idea of also getting another PDA to run Mobile Speak Pocket or something like that on, but for now I really like the Maestro, and I like Trekker, and so it was a good combination purchase for me. And I really like the tactile keypad on here because, you know, even though you have to kind of enter your data one dot at a time when you're typing in Braille and then hit your validate keys, you can get relatively quick at that. You can also, if you don't know Braille, enter by using a, you can change to the standard telephone keypad mode where 2 is ABC and so on, and you just select which one you want by using the validate key. So it gives you, you know, some flexibility for input there. They are also, there's going to be a Bluetooth Braille keyboard that will be supported by Maestro. I don't think I'm going to opt for that just because I have my Braille note for when I need to do Braille entry. And I really like the HP foldable keyboard because it's very, very quiet. The keys are very quiet. So if I'm going into a meeting, I can plug an earpiece into my Maestro and type, and just it's really a nice, quiet note-taking solution, which I really like. That is about it for now. And if you have any questions about the Maestro, you can contact me at armatney@comcast.net, and I would be happy to try to answer them. As I said, maybe another time I can do a Trekker review. That would be kind of fun too. But, and I'm sorry I didn't get to this. This also, by the way, does have a Victor Reader, a version of Victor Reader on here for reading Daisy books. And I find that especially helpful with newspapers and magazines from Bookshare. And I just can't say enough about how I really like the Maestro and the size of the machine, the fact that I can have my calendar and contacts and newspapers and stuff, and something that fits in my guide dog's harness duffel. And so it's a nice little device, and I'm excited about the future of the product. And I just thought I would kind of introduce you all to that. Thank you for listening to my first podcast. I also would like to thank Glaze and Lucas for their unwitting participation in this whole thing. And I hope that all of you are having a wonderful Friday morning. And I will now sign off.